man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mole boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
Welcome to the show, folks. Here we are on March 23rd, 2018. Friday, and well, we'll wrap up the week here for you before we head into our Sunday show. We skip Saturdays. This show's on Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, and Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And certainly glad to have you aboard for the ride. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. And welcome your calls tonight. I'm James Kelso. I'm up here in North Dakota. We're carried over the Republic Broadcasting Network based at their bricks and mortar. Yes, bricks and mortar, folks, not grandma's basement, not a podcast location in Austin, Texas. And very much urging you to support this institution founded by John Stadtmiller. There's all to, if you get into a conversation on John, on the subject, he will quickly let you know how little Patriot Radio there is still standing. And so you need to support at least part of Patriot Radio. Now, something that I'll talk about in today's show that is magnificent, thank goodness it exists at all, is the very patriotic material coming out over just one, of the mainstream, old mainstream networks, which is Fox. And I'll tell you the shows of Sean Hannity. Yesterday, I sang the praises of Lou Dobbs. I thought, he's the best. He's the hardest hitting. Well, then I watched the Hannity and the Carlson shows for yesterday. And I had to say to myself, these guys are sharp. They are... You can't say one of them's better than the other. I can't say Lou Dobbs is better than Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson. These guys are playing at an incredible level. Hannity packs so much key information into such little space. It's amazing. I don't know how he does it. Carlson does the same thing. And every night, well... Certainly last night, they present a power-packed line of reasoning. They don't wander around. They start at A, and they move you through B, C, and D, and they get you to key points, and they keep you very well informed. So I'll rely somewhat on the Hannity and Carlson material from yesterday. Now let's get to the first order of business. Let's make a deal with Monty Hall. Door number one, door number two, or door number three. Well, yesterday, Donald Trump picked door number one, which is he signed the bill. And the today. And remember, now, am I crushed by this? No, I'm not. And Hannity and Carlson are not crushed by it. And they've got the right approach. Remember your days of Monty Hall and Let's Make a Deal. After you open door number one and you get the first package, which might be a box of candy bars, then you find out, well, there's another door. There's another thing that comes out on the stage behind door number one. I'll tell you what I think. I'll put this out there. I think I see something coming that's another package here that Donald Trump very much needs, and that the signing of this bill hastens. And that's this, that the very much hastens, and that is the where did this originate, this monster omnibus tax bill? What is the origin of this? The origin is Mr. Mitch McConnell, who is a real problem. He is a neocon. He is a rhino. And he, contrary to Donald Trump's urgings, he won't swear off the stupid 60-vote rule that he, as majority leader, has imposed on the Senate for the entirety of Donald Trump's presidency so far. What this has meant is that with a 51-40, what is the Democrat number? 47? With two independents that you have to add to the Democratic caucus. So with a 51-49 majority in the Senate, there's no way that any Republican bill can reach the 60-vote threshold. And all the patriots like Louie Gohmert, Jim Jordan, Ron DeSantis, all the patriots in the House is a much better body, folks, much more in tune with the people's House, than this horrible Senate that we have, led by this horrible Mitch McConnell, married to Elaine Chao, who the couple has taken as much as $25 million in Chinese bribes, just exposed by Peter Schweizer. And let's hope this brings Mitch McConnell down. But here's one thing that I think Donald Trump has as door a second door behind door number one, which is that the point has just been made that Mitch McConnell has made Donald Trump's agenda unreachable. As long as that 60-vote nonsense is in place, it has to go to what the patriots have said is in the Constitution, which is a majority. That's all the Constitution says, 51 votes, two senators per state. The number can change as the number of states changes, but it's a majority that's that the Constitution requires. And that's what we need, and that's what Mitch McConnell won't give us, and that's what the signing of this bill may bring to the fore. It may force this recognition that Mitch McConnell's stupid 60-vote pig-headedness causes things like this omnibus tax bill. And what's the solution? Either Mitch McConnell gives up the 60-vote idiocy, or he takes a hike. And I think Donald Trump, I think that's one of Donald Trump's goals in signing this bill, is to say, okay, boys and girls in the Senate, this is what you've got. Mitch McConnell and his stupid 60-vote rule, and this is the kind of thing you get if you hang on to this. We got seven more years to go. I'm not going to go through 7 years of Mitch McConnell's clownery with the 60-vote nonsense. This has got to go. So that's a thought. You heard it here. I haven't heard anybody else in the media make this case. You heard it here first. I hope I hear others making this case, because I think it's a very good inference. Donald Trump, I don't think he could come right out and say this today. I don't know whether he can say it tomorrow or the next day. I think he has to just let the boys and girls see that this is what you get when you have a rhino like Mitch McConnell running the Senate effectively. And unlike the House, where there really was a vote, there were 14 appropriations bills properly debated and studied in the House. The House did its job. In the Senate, nothing. Nothing. So we ended up with Mitch McConnell and his compadre, Paul Ryan, birds of a feather, with Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, and what they presented was all that was going to be presented to the president. That's all that was going to be presented. What he signed, when he said, we'll play a little of him, what he signed, in some ways, he did. He was compelled to sign. And so we'll talk about that. I'll play a little of the president talking about himself. But I wanted to give you my update from yesterday's status. Now let's go to a little of that audio with the president. And before we go to his audio, let's go to his tweets. He said, "As a matter of national security, 2 hours ago, I've signed the omnibus spending bill. I say to Congress, I will never, in all caps, sign another bill like this again. To prevent this omnibus situation from ever happening again, I'm calling on Congress to give me a line item veto for all government spending bills." So there's another point right there. This Donald Trump has made the case for the line item veto, which we used to have in America, and it was abused by left-wing presidents. But Donald Trump, in this case, of course, a line item veto allows him to veto individual items. The omnibus bill and the current rules of the Senate and House cause him to veto any bill in its entirety. And Donald Trump made the point that with this bill, he said, let's listen to the president say it as to what his obligation is as to the defense of the country. Let's see if I can actually get that audio right here, right now. Here he is. He's standing next to about a foot and a half tall stack of the text of this bill, which nobody could bind it. It has to be in a loose leaf stack. Who could bind this thing into any volume? There's no books that thick.
You know, it's always been a problem for our country. They get together and they create a series of documents that nobody's been able to read because it was just done. Now, you tell me who can read that quickly. Takes a long time to read it. For the last 8 years, deep defense cuts have undermined our national security. How old are, and they just, if you look at what's taken out, they've hallowed our readiness as a military unit and put America at really grave risk. My highest duty is to keep America safe. Nothing more important. The omnibus bill reverses this dangerous defense. As crazy as it's been, as difficult as it's been, as much opposition to the military as we've had from the Democrats, and it has been tremendous. I try to explain to them, you know, the military is for Republicans and Democrats and everybody else. It's for everybody. But we have tremendous opposition to creating really what will be by far the strongest military that we've ever had. We've had that from the Democrats. So if we take...
Pause it right there. And so that's the president with the opening of his action. And now I'll go to his tweets. And here they are. Coming right up. Actually, I'll go right back to his voice.
So if we take something for the military, they want something for, in many cases, things that are really a wasted sum of money. It's not right, and it's very bad for our country. We're looking to do funding for our final fight in certain areas. As you know, we've...
Okay, so now I'll go back to the tweets. I'll go to the tweets. And here's what he tweets. He says, the House, this is on a series of subjects here. Here's the one I think is the most fun. That's this. If you noticed, Joe Biden said he wanted to punch out Donald Trump. And the media, the left, is going crazy with Stormy Daniels this, Stormy Daniels that. And I love the way Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity laughed at this, and that's the right approach, and ridiculed what Hannity calls the Shahol Network, CNN, and its head Zucker, who is just a dirt bag. But they're right now, they've gotten off the Shahol theme. Now they're on the Stormy Daniels theme. And Hannity's making the point that what they're, it's all accusations, but let's just go with the hypothesis that the accusations are true, that Donald Trump, in the course of his life, has had a sex life of consensual sex with some really pretty women. Well, oh my gosh. Oh, what a scandal. What a horror. A president who had a sex life. And and then Hannity points out that when Bill Clinton raped women, CNN gave it zero coverage. When he pawed women, in some of the stories, he referred to a research foundation that tracks such things, and they found, you know, MSNBC, CNN, ABC devoting 36 seconds to this woman's victimization in a crime by Bill Clinton. 1 minute, 40 seconds, different amounts like this. But when Donald Trump, 12 years ago, has sex with somebody, that is an ethical horror. Oh my God. And they're all over the air going, this is the end. This is it. This is the coup de grace. This is the final straw for Donald Trump. And these hypocritical people whose own champions are sex criminals. That's fine. Sex criminality is fine. Having a sex life is a moral horror. And having a sex life, Bill Clinton raping women and groping them, exposing himself to women as the president in present time, not 12 years earlier, not consensual, sexual criminality as president in the Oval Office. That was okay. With the very same people who now want to take apart Donald Trump. So point being made, folks, for us as patriots, we're not buying it. Don't let them give any traction to these efforts to tear apart Donald Trump. And I like the approach of Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson sticking with our president. I gotta put those three, and of course I really like Greg Jarrett, who doesn't have his own show, as far as I know, but he's a guest on Hannity and Carlson and Lou Dobbs, and he is great. Those four patriots really have it right in what the attitude should be towards this great man, Donald Trump, and what our role is as the wingmen in the fight. So here's one of the things that occurred. Joe Biden going on this sex charge. Joe Biden, of course, his sex life must just be impeccable. And Sean Hannity mentions, well, let's see, he swims nude in front of the female Secret Service agents who are watching him. and he's famous for pawing women without their consent. We'll come right back to this. There's an unbelievable tweet from the president. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. And the here's some of this audio of this is a full press, full court attack against Donald Trump. And your job and mine, folks, is not to buy it. Don't lose traction here in all this muck that they're throwing at our president. Listen to this. Where Hannity calls Jeff Zucker and his CNN, the constipated news network, fake news. He calls him the soft core. This is the soft core porno network. Listen to this. This is great. This is all America's getting from them today, yesterday, today, and probably for some time.
So have a new obsession, basically soft core pornography, from the nonstop coverage of Stormy Daniels to the constant speculation about an alleged affair between Trump and a porn star. If you're looking for 24/7, never ending, looped around porn related news, CNN fake news, they have you covered. Take a look.
This could be the last nail in the coffin. Yeah. Stormy Daniels is causing stormy weather.
Porn star Stormy Daniels claims President Trump broke the law, had her bullied.
Does Stormy Daniels have the president's number? It sure seems that way.
President Trump might have met his match with Stormy Daniels.
How is Stormy weathering this?
Stormy speaks.
We're hearing quite a bit from Stormy Daniels.
Stormy, in her own words, isn't going anywhere.
Stormy Daniels has a good lawyer. The porn star Stormy Daniels was telling the truth.
Stormy Daniels is on a tear.
Quick preview of Stormy Daniels' interview this Sunday.
Breaking news of Stormy Daniels.
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 The reason he can't engage with Stormy Daniels is because she's got his number.
It's about an alleged affair, not proven, and of course, very different from Bill Clinton and Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, and of course, Paula Jones. But CNN's obsessive 24/7 coverage doesn't end with Stormy Daniels. They're also now giving a former...
And it goes on, folks. So that's the, you know, the effort is to break Donald Trump, to wear him down, to destroy, most importantly, aside from destroying him personally, to destroy him in your mind. You're his support network of 63 million voters and hopefully many more in 2020 to cause you to slip a gear and to cause you to fall out of the formation of the Trump army. So very well, the guys who've got it right, Hannity and Carlson, and I and Dobbs as well. And I think maybe as in terms of being articulate, Hannity's the tops. Now, part of the attack, you notice that John Brennan, and this is getting desperate, folks. John Brennan, former CIA director, basically threatening Donald Trump. Now we got a new one threatening him. Joe Biden, one of the targets of Peter Schweizer's excellent Secret Empires book, which points out that Biden has made billion-dollar deals for his son, totally corrupt deals, utterly corrupt relationship with China, on a pay-to-play basis, the same one that Hillary and Bill Clinton have used. Joe Biden threatens Donald Trump, saying, I'm going to take him out behind the barn. If I were in high school, I would take him out behind the barn and beat the crap out of him. This is a vice president talking to a president. Are you kidding? Well, Trump has a good response. I love it in his tweets. He says, crazy Joe Biden. He tweeted this yesterday. Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically. And yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. Beautiful from Donald Trump. And these physical threats. Who's the other one that did it? What's his face? Obama's attorney general. Eric Holder. He issued a physical assault threat against Donald Trump, challenging Republicans to a knife fight. So this is just a sign of desperation on the part of the Democrats. I welcome this. I welcome their meltdown in public. And the, you know, sane America, conservative America, the people who voted for Donald Trump, who cares what these nasty people think of Donald Trump? In fact, the worse they think of him, the better. But what we have to watch out for is our own morale. And that'll be bolstered by these threats. We'll come back and right after this break. Stay tuned.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you're lying so and so.
We're back. We're back, folks, and let's go to this. I think it's wonderful. I think the left is coming apart. They're coming unglued. They're losing it. They're having a mental breakdown. And these physical threats, I love it. Now, listen to this one. Here's Tucker Carlson covering this beautifully with Mark Stein as a guest. Here's Tucker Carlson covering this latest threat of violence from Joe Biden against our president.
President, in the ring during an appearance at the University of Miami, Biden said he'd be able to beat up Trump. Watch.
When a guy who ended up becoming our national leader said, I can grab a woman anywhere and she likes it, and then said, I didn't make a mistake, but they asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? I said, no. I said, if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. I've been in a lot of locker rooms my whole life and pretty damn good athlete. Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
He's a tough man, that Joe Biden. Well, this morning, Trump tweeted this in response. Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak, both mentally and physically. And if he threatens me for the second time with physical assault, he doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. The president tweeted that. Author and columnist Mark Stein, a connoisseur of pugilism, joins us tonight. So, Mark, your job is to call this fight. What do you say?
I think on balance, I'd probably give it to Trump, though Joe Biden is not to be underestimated. I understand that he swims naked in front of his female Secret Service agents most mornings, which is not something many 75-year-old men other than Charlie Rose over at PBS would be willing to do. So he's obviously fairly confident of his physique. I don't actually.
They're having fun, and we should be having fun with this because, you know, we've got this. As John in Missouri says, we've got our first real American president of our lifetimes. You know, I'll set Ronald Reagan aside there. I know his daughter, Patty, but you know, Ronald Reagan, good guy. But this is our first real American, 100%, and. So the left is melting down, and we just need to stick with our man. Let's go to a couple callers here in a bit. We got Tom in Florida and George in Texas hanging on the line. I want to just take a look at some other headlines, and let's just take a look over here at what Breitbart is featuring right now. How could I forget this? Talk about good news to share with you. 2 days ago, I shared that Joe DiGenova was hired by Donald Trump to be his attorney to handle, among other things, the Robert Mueller witch hunt. And we played you Greg Jarrett saying, Donald Trump could not have hired in the world any person more qualified, more capable than Joe DiGenova. Well, now the news gets even better. Donald Trump just hired Victoria Tensing as another attorney. Victoria Tensing is the attorney and former prosecutor who is representing the FBI informant who's tearing apart Uranium One named Campbell. Victoria Tensing is an incredible attorney, and she's married to Joe DiGenova. What does that tell you about Joe DiGenova's standing with Donald Trump? That's quite an extraordinary expression of confidence. Donald Trump hires Joe DiGenova, then hires his wife, who happens to be Victoria Tensing, who is, like Joe DiGenova, an incredible patriot and an incredible attorney. Both Tensing and DiGenova, they've got Robert Mueller's number. They're not fooled by Robert Mueller. They know exactly how to counter this snake, this rat, this criminal, Robert Mueller, who is a criminal. In Uranium One, he's a criminal. He's a felon. He belongs in jail. He's not a glorious person. He's a corrupt, he's a bad cop, just as James Comey. Who was it that said James Comey was America's most famous bad cop? It'll come back to me in a second. But Mueller is an equally famous bad cop, going all the way back to Whitey Bulger and his relationships with a mob in Boston. A totally corrupt, bad cop, Robert Mueller. So this is great news. And what it shows, and everybody who's analyzing this, all the best commentators, are agreeing that Donald Trump is finally getting rid of the junk that was given to him by advisors, by the establishment in Washington, when he came in, they handed him all people like, the people that have been quitting or have been fired by Donald Trump. He's now getting a lean, mean team of people like DeGeneva and Tensing. So watch for Donald Trump to make some very good moves in the near future. Let's look at the headlines. Trump taps Bolton as national security advisor. Well, McMaster was shown the door. And McMaster was one of the bad news. Getting rid of McMaster, an important step. Bolton will be much better. And the Breitbart headlines it this way: shake up. Another globalist like Cohn, who Trump called laughing with the rest of the people at the cabinet meeting. He called Cohn. He said, "You're a globalist, aren't you?" Shake up. Another globalist out of the White House. The House Intelligence Committee, these are headlines at Breitbart, just concluded their investigation after interviewing 70 witnesses, finding zero evidence of collusion between Donald Trump and anybody in Russia at any level. Nothing. And of course, collusion is not a crime. Sounds like a scary word, doesn't it? Collusion. Collusion means cooperation. It means coordination. That's what collusion means. It's not a crime under any statute. Breitbart has the headline, Swamp Monsters Thriving. House passes $1.3 trillion, 2,232-page spending bill. And, of course, the Senate passed it now as well, and the president signed it. Now, lots of people out there, and a very good case can be made for this, well, the president should have vetoed it and thrown the whole thing back at them. And I would tend to agree with that. That would be my preference. That's what I would have done if I were president. But by signing the bill, Donald Trump, he's a very, very smart man and a very capable person in hostile deals. And that's what this is. It's a hostile deal. If in signing this bill, one of the things he accomplishes is to get rid of Mitch McConnell's damn 60-vote pig-headed non-constitutional rule, nothing about it in the Constitution, then this may be very well worth it. Remember that this $1.3 trillion bill actually is for 6 months of spending. It doesn't have any ramification for the next time around, which Donald Trump says is not going to happen. Now, when he says it's not going to happen, how's he going to prevent it from happening? Well, I throw this out there. I think Donald Trump is going to go after Mitch McConnell's 60-vote nonsense so that we will not face this again. Without Mitch McConnell, the Senate would have presented a budget properly drawn up as the House properly drew up its budget. McConnell is a huge problem. Let's see, another headline here. Tillerson says goodbye to the mean-spirited District of Columbia. So Tillerson, a good exit for Donald Trump. He's upgrading his cabinet. It's beautiful. Here's a funny headline. I didn't read it, but it says, the Donald's advice for his 25-year-old self, don't run for president. Look what he's dragged through. And of course, he's dragged through by the left, but he's also dragged through by the Rhino Republican Party. Pretty rough treatment there. Here's a headline relative to Donald Trump. How many millionaires do you think the United States gained in the year 2017? How many people who weren't millionaires for the first time became millionaires? What would your guess be? This is a Breitbart story. The United States gained 700,000 new millionaires in 2017 due to increases in stock prices and housing values. A report from the Spectrum Group, a firm specializing in providing research to investors, found that more than 11 million households in the United States are millionaires, 700,000 of them newly in 2017. And what is their definition of a millionaire? Someone having at least $1 million in investable assets. So that would mean probably a lot more than just $1 million. Investable assets. I guess that would be liquidity. And this shatters all records. And that's Donald Trump's work. Nice headline there. And let's go to our callers. Tom in Florida, what's on your mind, Tom?
Good evening, James. Yeah, good evening, James. What's on my mind is this. You got Zucker, you got Zuckerberg, you got Weinstein and Wiener. I don't know what you call that. I guess that's deep state. I don't know if that is a deep state. But yeah,
well,
let's talk about. Huh?
Let's talk for a second about Mark Zuckerberg. There's really good news for us patriots there in Mark Zuckerberg because, again, he's done what I'm describing the left is doing. They're stepping in it all over the place, threatening the president, losing their minds, turning CNN into a soft core porno network. What about Mark Zuckerberg? Mark Zuckerberg, in his chutzpah, has allowed his company that he owns pretty much lock, stock, and barrel, Facebook, to manipulate the public, to manipulate your freedom of speech, and this is what YouTube is doing right now also. And this is bad. If this were allowed to go on, if these social networks that Matt Drudge warned against a couple years ago, Matt Drudge made the point, this is the danger. These people, if they give you this social platform, they can take it away. They can censor it. You become dependent on something owned by the left. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, because of the incredible illegality, actionable criminality of exposing people's identities and their private information to data mining by anybody and everybody, Mark Zuckerberg has brought the social networks under the intense laser beam scrutiny of criminal law. Now, how is this good for us? Well, because all of these social networks are owned by our enemies, we want this. We want a place where, in the same way that I'm able to speak freely right here, because the FCC, Federal Communications Commission, law and regulations protect my freedom of speech on this network. We want that same kind of protection of our freedom of speech on YouTube, on Facebook. And Zuckerberg, he may have brought this to a head. He's crashing Facebook. He's causing the public. He's awakened the public to the fact there's something really wrong with having some small group of left-wingers control your posting, your reading, what you see. So this is really good. Now, go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Tom. James, go ahead.
Yeah, well, James, Obama used Zuckerberg like a sponge, a dish rag. But listen, James, let's talk about Netanyahu. What's going on in Israel? They're going after Netanyahu for all this corruption in Israel, but you don't hear too much about that on the news. You hear a little tidbit here, maybe here and there. You never hear nothing on CNN or the Communist News Bolshevik station, but you do hear it on Fox a little bit in OAN. But this guy, Netanyahu, he kind of is a Trump supporter, so they're trying to attack him, and he's an Israeli prime minister. So, but you don't hear the other leftist media talk about Netanyahu too much, because that will really shake the core of Israel that has a wall around it that the American taxpayers paid. By the way, it's $780 million that American taxpayers paid Israel to build a wall around it to keep the Palestinians out. Now, you never hear about that on any networks, say maybe OAN a little bit. You don't hear that about... You don't hear about what's going on with Weinstein. You actually Weinstein did some bad stuff, James, but so did Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton
Tom, all your points are good, okay? What you're saying is true. But more or less, okay? But for instance, your last point, you don't hear about Weinstein. Really? You don't hear about Weinstein? You hear a lot about Weinstein. And the left doesn't want to cover it, but they've been forced to cover it. And they're trying their best to hide it, but they're not able to do that. Yes, they're trying to push it aside. But here's what I'm urging you to do, Tom. And it's, you know, maybe we'll go years into the future and you won't agree with my point. You won't get my point. But I'm saying you're not able to hear yourself. The public to this show knows that when you call in, Tom, you're going to talk about Jewish crime. That's what you're going to talk about.
Hang on, Tom.
We will talk about this right after this break. We've got to go through the break, and then I'll raise it with you, and you can answer. Stay tuned.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, smoothie, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst.
Let the rest of the world help.
We're back, folks. Rebuild America first. And, of course, what Donald Trump wanted to rebuild with the bill he just signed, biting his lip as he signed it, was America's military. And he did get a lot of money for rebuilding the military. And he made the point that the country was actually in peril. Our military is in decrepit shape. That's what he was describing, through underfunding and actually to the point of endangering the country. And he felt my first duty is to defend the country. A good argument. Coming back to you, Tom, here's a tip. We don't have much time, so we have to close the show with this. But it's a lasting point that covers, you know, the Trump phenomenon. One of the things that Donald Trump taught us is that we need to speak the language of middle America if we want to persuade middle America or Patriot America or red, white, and blue, red-blooded America, whatever you want to call all of us white folks that are normal, average white people out here who sound and act like you expect we normally do. Now, the point is this, Tom. If you could realize, in other words, if you could make a call where your focus was on, let's say, two of the big criminals right now in the docket are John Brennan and James Clapper. John Brennan, CIA director, James Clapper, National Intelligence under Obama. These guys, by-handed, by Greg Jarrett, by Tucker Carlson, as two of the kingpins of the criminal mafia network that includes Robert Mueller, that is trying to destroy our president. But John Brennan isn't Jewish, Tom. John Brennan is the child of two Irish Catholic parents. All right? And James Clapper's not Jewish. Okay? His father was an Episcopal minister. So here's what I'm asking you to do, Tom. Get your blinders off. You seem to have like a fervor for demonstrating that every bad thing that's happened in the world is caused by some Jewish person. And here's the problem with that.
Let me rewind.
But hang on, Tom. Oh, no, hang on. You will. But Tom, the problem with that is not so much that it's not true. That's a lot right there. The real problem with that point of view, which you communicate, okay, not 100%, okay, so it's maybe 80% of what you say, all right? But then what that communicates to average Americans, okay, is that they don't buy that. They don't like that. To them, that's fringe talk. That's loony talk to them. They don't want, so you're not persuasive to them. If Donald Trump talked that way, he would never have been able to get a job. He would not have been able to win a job as a commissioner in New York City. He would never have won any political office. So what I'm saying is, if you could lose that sort of chip on your shoulder, you'd be much more persuasive. Yeah, now go ahead, Tom, your turn. Go ahead. Well, I ran the clock.
First off, yeah, follow the money, James. You got to follow the money with Clapper and Brennan. And I'm a Jew for Jesus. How's that?
Okay, well, I'll ask you more about that in our next show. Come back on Sunday and we'll continue the topic and you'll get your chance, okay? Thanks, Tom. Thanks, everybody. See you Sunday.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.